This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how political ground game is in ascendancy as the simple math finally triumphs with big data. What goes around comes around, it seems, if you keep around long enough. Reading about cutting-edge political strategies like the Bannock Street Project reminds me of frequent late-night discussions at the regular Wednesday night staff meetings of Acorn and Little Rock 40 years ago, as we would debate whether to spend all of our efforts on voter registration to tip the political balance or put all of our marbles on getting our members and their neighbors to turn out to vote. In the wake of civil rights victories in the 1960s, of course, voter registration was huge in the South, as millions of disenfranchised African Americans were enrolled in the wake of the movement and the Voting Rights Act. Statistically, newly registered voters are also always more apt to vote than voters who've been registered for years, so this all made sense. Political reputations were being made on the new outlines of the demographics, whether the election of the first Republican governor, Winthrop Rockefeller in Arkansas, or Moon Landrieu's election as mayor in New Orleans, by appealing to black voters where others had attacked them. By 1970, the voter registration arena was filled and financed in places like Arkansas on the Republican side. But as we broke into electoral politics in 1972 and Little Rock school board races, we were looking at citywide elections, always won in the 5th Ward in the western hills of the city, despite by then huge numbers of registered voters in the more low and moderate income precincts. Working on the doors every day, our strategy then, and it continued throughout four decades, was all about the ground game, going door to door to turn out our voters and register any, if we could, that we found while we were there. Democratic strategists using big data and armed with computers rather than our boxes and boxes of 3x5 cards, constantly hand-sorted, seemed on the verge of finally winning the argument that no matter how much the candidate likes seeing himself on television, it's all about one-on-one contact on the doors, phones, and anywhere possible to identify your voters and then wrap them in a carrying case all the way to the polls on election day. The Bannock Street Project, named after a similar effort in electing Senator Bennett in Colorado, and of course the huge big data victory run by Jim Messina for Obama's campaigns, have been tilting more and more people and money to the ground game. Looking at the numbers, where Democratic registration gives the party huge advantages, yet Republicans continue to win races, it seems we may finally be thoroughly shifting the political battles from the Fox News yelling to the trenches where our people live and are waiting for us to get personal and get them real candidates, real issues, and real help to get to the polls. This is a winning strategy. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.